Good morning, everyone. This is Chaya Rivka. Today's mini lesson is dedicated by Shulamit Michal Strasberger for Refuah Shlema for Michal Yitzchak Ben Fega. There was a man, a very wealthy man, who wanted to buy a very tall building. And he went with his real estate agent to the building, and they looked around, and all of a sudden the real estate agent got called away in an emergency. And this wealthy man said to him, "Do you mind if I just stay a little bit? I'll leave, you know, but I need to look around a bit more." And the real estate agent said, "Fine." So the wealthy man began looking through all the floors of the building until he came to the roof. And he decided to go out to the beautiful roof deck. It was a beautiful day. And he went out. And the roof door locked behind him. And he was stuck on the roof. And he had no cell phone reception. So he didn't know what to do, became a little frantic, and he realized he had a lot of money in his pocket, a lot of bills, and he went and he took the bills and he started to throw them over the edge of the building, thinking that if people saw the bills, they would look up to see where the money was coming from. And they would see him and rescue him. So he threw down the bills, and they floated to the ground. And people didn't look up to see where the money was coming from. They kept their eyes focused on the ground, pocketing the money as quick as they could. He ran out of bills, but he saw that on the rooftop, there was a flower bed running around the edge of the roof, and there were a lot of pebbles, a lot of gravel in the bed. And he went and he picked up the gravel and began to throw it down over the side of the roof. And people were getting hit by the gravel, and it hurt. And they looked up and started shouting, "Hey, you, stop throwing that gravel." And the man said to them, "Wait a minute. I'm throwing it only to get your attention. I'm locked up here. I want to be down there with you. Please come rescue me." When we go through life and sweet things come our way, it's easy to forget to look up. But when we feel things are being thrown at us, we have nowhere else to turn but up. Rabbi Nachman says, in order to alleviate suffering, we must have das. We must begin to develop the holy awareness and deep knowledge that everything comes from Hashem. And that way, in good times or bad, even if we are, God forbid, suffering, we're consoled in our heart, knowing that everything comes from above, and there must be a reason beyond what we can see as to why things occur the way they do. Have a good day, everyone.